Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7-2.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. A little Dire Straits bringing us back there. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar. And have a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen, the president of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. We're talking about how to help employees and employers get together in a meaningful, productive way, how to cut through the inefficient steps that people take to look for work, to apply for a job, to interview, to get the right people in front of you. Bob, what else do we need to know about this?
Well, there's a couple other things that I want employers to understand. Unfortunately, there are times when business does slow down. We've been through that, and you got to let a few people go. When that happens, you need to equip them to get a new job. We have to do that. And I've developed a plan that helps these employees land on their feet quicker. And as employers, you know, we have a lot of personal connections, small business, to the people that work with us over all the years. So reach out a little bit, guys and gals, and help the people that are unfortunately outplaced.
And when they're let go for no reason of their own.
Yeah.
Nobody's fault. This, you didn't fire them. Wasn't because they didn't perform. This is a case where you just said, hey, look, we just don't have the work.
That's exactly right. So you got to help these folks, and I think MyCareerAccelerator.com is a good way to do that. It's inexpensive. It helps you get those people back into the workforce, and that helps all of us, right, folks?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people working is what we need, Jim, as many as we can get.
That's exactly right. And I've seen this happen before. I've seen people say, you know, you should go call so-and-so. He's my friend, tell him I sent you. And I've seen people literally took their last paycheck one place and went over and started work at the other place.
Yeah, it's about that network. Yeah, I'm doing something really cool that I think you'll love, and that's I'm working with four Ohio State seniors that are about ready to graduate who need to find work. How fun is that? And think about that, folks, your kids, your friends, all the people out there.
Four of millions who are trying to get a job right now.
And you know what they told me? They told me something very interesting. They said when they go to the outplacement services of the universities, it's just a template. It's a cookie-cutter approach. Mm-hmm. They really don't give them the tools they need to talk the employer language, right? What we listen to as business leaders when we want to hire somebody, you got to learn the language of the employer.
Mm-hmm.
And so those of you that know people, you got to give them some help here, so they can get a job. We don't want them living at home all the time, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And especially if you've got somebody who has a good work ethic, it's no fault of theirs that they don't have a job now. It's just like a business referral. You know, that's what's the beauty of a referral is that people are already pre-qualified.
That's exactly right. You know, there's a study that's out that says 60% of Americans want to change jobs, and you know the driver of that is they don't feel valued. And I say this because I want all the employers listening.
Let me stop you for a second. Do you think that 60% would like to have a new job or would like to have a new profession?
It's a combination. You know, when you go through the survey results.
Because there's a lot of people who've been worn out by companies, especially big companies, who've abused the employees they have, productivity's been driven up because these people have taken on more than they should have because they were just glad to have a job. They didn't want to lose their job. And so they've been put upon by their employers. And so they're ready to go do something else, but maybe not something different. What do you think?
That's a good point. The survey says that 75% of the workers say they're totally stressed out.
Yeah.
And that's what you're pointing to. But as an employer, you need to pay attention to this because when times get better,
you're going to lose good people. Somebody's going to poach them in a heartbeat. I've been saying this now, Bob. In fact, I predicted the casualty list 4 years ago when I saw all this layoffs and I saw how people were being treated. I predicted a casualty list, and I've been talking about it now for 4 years. And I've also been lately reminding small business owners two things. Number one, don't let your key employees get poached because you're not paying attention. And number two, be looking around for those pre-qualified employees who are ready to be snatched from a bigger employee, and they might become your best employees.
Yeah, turn your listening ears on. You know, as we're out there networking, going to business functions, conferences,
right. Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that are approaching us all the time. And it's sometimes subtle, Jim. You know, they don't come right at us and say, I want a job. But they let you know that they're very interested in your company.
And don't presume, though, that it's because somebody works for a big company that they wouldn't be jump at the chance to come to work for your company.
Boy, haven't we seen a lot of that change?
Absolutely. Give us the website again, Bob.
Yeah, go to mycareeraccelerator.com and get the job you want, folks.
Mycareeraccelerator.com. Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Come back again real soon. Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.